Welcome, dear listeners, to a sacred journey through the pages of God's Word. I'm your guide in this adventure, Steve Kitts, and I'm truly grateful that you've joined me in another session of During Bible Study Podcast. Before we look closer into these verses that will illuminate your heart and your mind today, let us pause for a moment in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your precious Word, we look for your guidance and wisdom. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. Illuminate the truth within each of these sacred pages. Bless all those that tune in today, that they may find solace, inspiration, and spiritual growth through what is shared and explored in your Word. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and amen. In judgment. I don't know how many of you have been in a courthouse, but we have different levels in the court system. Not many have to go in and sit down in judgment by a person that's voted into that position or placed in that position. It could be a traffic ticket or in trouble for stealing or murder, or there's an assortment of different crimes or things that you'll be brought before a judge for judgment. Having to go to the court means that you have been accused of something. It's set up that you are innocent until proven guilty, but some will argue that nowadays you are guilty until you prove that you're innocent. Even when my son worked at the courthouse as a bailiff, I really didn't like going into that building. To the staff that works there, it's just another job, and they have their own routines. Things go smooth and easy because most people, know how things work there. There are some people who are regular attendees. I can count on one hand how many times I've been in that building. Mostly helping sit with a family member, but rarely for something for myself. But last month I got a notice that I had to go to court. So I went early to make sure that I was on time and I could get a good seat. I left everything in my car but the car keys and some peppermints in my pocket. I knew that I had to walk through a metal detector, get searched, and they would tell you to turn your cell phone off, so it was best to leave it in your car. Walking up to the building, I noticed a lot of people standing outside in the outer area, smoking and joking and cutting up. It was a very rough looking group. And they knew each other and they were real comfortable with this routine and this setup. As for me, I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be in judgment. A stranger sits on a chair and quickly decides what will happen in my case, not caring if it will ruin me or affect things in my life. I'm glad that I'm not in a seat of judgment. I really was feeling out of place there. I could hear the guys calling out some rude comments to women as they walked by and laughing, and it was very childish of them in their actions. Now this bothered me, not only what they were saying, but that they were okay with that. I will find out later on that afternoon, or that morning, that today was drug court day, and most of them were repeat offenders. They understood what they were going to face, and the punishment that they were going to get. One of the bailiffs must have noticed that I was out of place and different from those regulars. He pulled me aside and looked at my paperwork and told me to wait for a moment. Then he would check on me. After being there an hour or so, I found out that the notice that I was given was by mistake. I wasn't supposed to be there. Relief and weight lifted off of me. I wouldn't be judged today. So what am I going to do with this pardon time, with the not being judged time? How am I going to use this to show how God works? Well, God is so great, and I love how He uses things to teach me. You see, we are being judged this day. As much as I hate being in the courthouse and sitting for hours waiting to stand before the judge to be tried and over in a matter of seconds, Jesus is the only one that really can judge us in the end. Everyone will be judged on if they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Jesus said that He is the only way to heaven. You know, I compare these guys that are comfortable with being in trouble and being in court constantly with the people of the world. They're happy and content in that mess and muddy area they're in. They're okay in the world. They're okay with their lives of turmoil and trouble. I'm glad I'm not that comfortable with that routine. I have a different path. I follow Jesus and I walk in His way. Have I ever been in trouble? Yes, but I don't like it, and I wouldn't be happy with that kind of lifestyle. I'm thankful for today's courthouse mistake. It reminded me that there are those who are happy in the world and those that distrust it all. Those that laugh and joke like it isn't bad, nothing. Serving time in jail isn't bad at all. Just part of the steps they have to take to be able to be released, to be able to do what they want to do again. I used to be part of that world, but Jesus called me out of it, and He saved me. Saved me from that path. So today, if you're one of those that are comfortable in the world, there's a better way. There's somebody else wanting you to be different than what you are. Call on Jesus, accept His ways, and you will never have to face that again. No troubles and turmoils, no worry or wants. He takes care of it all. Sure, we're going to have trouble, but it won't be that kind of trouble. It'll be something coming against us because we're standing for God. And God wins in the end. I heard a statement the other day about who is the devil's equal. It's not God. God's way ahead of him. Jesus is way ahead of the devil. It's Michael, this Archangel Michael, is the equivalent to Satan. And according to the Bible, the stories we've read, Michael has won twice already against the devil. So don't put the devil as high as Jesus or as God. He's lower. He's not as powerful as we give him credit for. God is in control. All right, we're closing the prayer. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for your wonderful grace and love. And we thank you, Lord, that you're with us and that you're always teaching us and guiding us and telling us things and giving us information that we can share with others. We thank and praise you, Lord. We lift you up in your blessed name. Amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show. Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you.